Good evening. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Bernie Sanders won the Michigan primary Tuesday night, even though Hillary Clinton was leading in the polls. It was a narrow victory, but a victory nonetheless. Sanders tapped into voters' concerns about the economy, and he energized blue-collar workers and young people. His supporters see him as trustworthy and honest. At a Florida rally Monday evening, Sanders said, "I have a feeling you want this country to move towards a political revolution."
The revolution, people's revolution that we are talking about, the political revolution that we are talking about, is strong in every part of the country. And frankly, we believe that our strongest areas are yet to happen. We're going to do very, very well in the West Coast and other parts of this country. What the American people are saying is they are tired of a corrupt campaign finance system and super PACs funded by Wall Street and the billionaire class. They are tired of a rigged economy in which people in Michigan, people in Illinois, people in Ohio are working longer hours for lower wages, worried to death about the future of their kids, and yet almost all new income and wealth is going to the top 1%. And the people of America are tired of a broken criminal justice system in which we have more people in jail, largely African-American, Latino, Native American, more people in jail than any other major country on earth. So we started this campaign, as many will remember, 10 months ago. We were 60 or 70 points down in the polls. And yet what we have seen is in poll after poll, state after state, what we have done is created the kind of momentum that we need to win.
8 in 10 Democratic voters in both Mississippi and Michigan said the country's economic system benefits the wealthy, and this is the message Sanders has been hammering throughout the country. In Mississippi, Clinton won easily with 83% of the vote. As with other southern states, she crushed Sanders with the black vote. Clinton now has 760 pledged delegates. Sanders has 546. What's misleading is when pledged delegates and superdelegates are added together by major media. This not only discourages some Sanders voters, but it makes it seem as if the two candidates are further apart than they are.
If Sanders starts to win states, especially in the Rust Belt, which is the next part of this primary, then that puts a lot of pressure on those superdelegates.
Kevin Gastola is with Shadowproof.com, formerly with FireDogLake.com. Gastola reported extensively on the Chelsea Manning trial. He's been looking at the superdelegate counts. He says the only delegates that really matter are the pledge delegates. This is because superdelegates can change their mind up until the convention in July.
So right now, the way the race is going, the vast majority of these Democratic superdelegates are for Hillary. But historically, and also just when you look at the whole politics of it all, what's likely to happen is if Sanders were to be leading Hillary at any point, and in fact would win the nomination with pledged delegates, or be within a margin of victory and just need some superdelegates to come over in order to put him over the threshold, what is likely is that they would do that. I think it's rather suicidal of the party if they're going to win and nominate Hillary Clinton just with superdelegate votes, because it's really defying the popular will of Democratic voters.
717 superdelegates are in play, and who they vote for may shift. Right now, mainstream media has it at 461 for Clinton and 25 for Sanders, but Gastola says there are still hundreds of superdelegates who haven't declared.
Like, let's say Sanders won in the pledge delegates. He won the majority of primaries and caucuses, but she's beating him because she has a superdelegate. I think that sets up a really critical showdown within the Democratic Party over, you know, which way they're going to go. And it ultimately could influence the outcome of November's general election, because it's either going to weaken them against Donald Trump, or, you know, they're going to take a gamble and stick with Hillary and hope that she can survive any sort of enthusiasm gap, as the media likes to describe it, or you know, deal with the anger within the Democratic Party afterwards. And then it also, I think, puts the whole system of superdelegates into controversy and makes it something that the party has to assess whether they want to keep it and maintain.
And on Wednesday, the New York Times revised its way of counting delegates. It now separates pledged delegates from superdelegates. On the Republican side, there are no superdelegates. Donald Trump now has 458 pledged delegates, Ted Cruz 359, and Marco Rubio 151. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.